in the 2020 election, I represented the entire Mercer County. Now, going into 2022, I just have east of 67, more or less. But I am so thankful I still have sections of Mercer County, because I absolutely love Mercer County, because the people here, they know how important it is to fight for our country. Right now, with everything going on in the country, whether it's cost of living or I hear about the border crisis all the time, how it affects us, kind of the drugs flowing over. Rural communities are really affected. Law enforcement is overwhelmed by things like that. And hearing about these issues that people truly care about, that's what I'm fighting for. And the people in Mercer County, they get it. They're everyone here, whether it's being a farmer or just being involved in our community, like they know and believe that fighting for our communities matters. And I love Mercer County.
What did you learn the first go through in 2020? Now, I know the district, as you mentioned, has changed with the redistricting issue. But what was the thing maybe that you learned in 2020 that's a takeaway to benefit you in 2022?
Yeah, I see the 2022 election as a continuation of the 2020 election. We laid such strong groundwork. The momentum we had, the people, the grassroots movement that started in 2020 is continuing in 2022. And the lesson I learned is that it is absolutely worth the fight, fighting for our voice, fighting for our representation, and fighting for our country.
And then it's the other dynamic that's changed. Well, you're running in a primary, but if you look forward to the general election, you don't know who you're running against.
Yeah,
so that's
right?
A big change, right? I mean,
yeah.
So how do you, what's the approach? Does that change your campaign at all?
My approach as a whole is to run every day as if we're behind. We have so much work to do, and to not take anything for granted. To make sure, you know why I take that approach? Because the people of the Illinois 17th deserve a representative that's going to pour their whole heart and soul into representing us well. And that's what I'm working hard to do. So every single day is a challenge and a new day to invest and fight for our country. America is worth fighting for. And so I'm taking the approach that if I'm putting in the work representing people, then it's going to work out.